NHL playoff hockey just finished last week, week before, whatever it was. Professional hockey players have always had a reputation for being amongst the most superstitious of athletes. Pre-game rituals are often followed meticulously. I remember when hockey players started the trend of not shaving during the playoffs as long as they were still winning. Now you see the huge beards of many that don't get shaved off until the playoffs are over. I'm a little bit jealous. I don't think a beard can make someone play better, but they can be part of a belief system that certain rituals will make a difference to the result. Most of the time, we would probably see such practices as harmless. In today's readings, we see both Jesus and St. Paul severely condemning behaviors that have become empty gestures and have lost any power that they would have had or should have had to bring someone into a right relationship with God. In fact, they have become a barrier to salvation itself. Beginning with the psalm today, and throughout sacred scripture, we have lots of evidence for the foundational importance of obedience to God's laws and decrees. So what is at the heart of such obedience? We would do well to look all through this very long psalm 119, but just a few examples. My hope is in your ordinances. So just as for the psalmist, our Christian hope always rests on trusting God and looking to God for how to live our lives. Or this, your decrees are my delight. So it is a joy, not a burden, to align ourselves with the Lord who only has our happiness in mind. I shall walk at liberty, for I have sought your precepts. So to seek the ways of the Lord is to be free, not enslaved by useless and empty rituals. It isn't the precepts themselves so much as the seeking to align with God that sets us free. That's the obedience of the heart. Happy are those who keep his decrees, who seek him with their whole heart. Now, this is not in today's reading, but it's verse 2 of the same psalm, which is chock full of these sentiments. And it says that the key is the orientation of the heart. So we have hope, delight, liberty, and happiness, which must be sought with the whole heart to have any meaning at all. The religious zeal of the Pharisees focused on the exterior of the body and often failed to penetrate to the heart. So hygiene is not the issue here. They are accusing Jesus of not caring about the religious purity rituals of the oral law. This law was part of the body of rituals designed to supplement. It was extra. It supplemented God's written law to intensify its requirements for ritual purity. So we might say that the intention was good, but the Pharisees elevated that extra law to an equal level with God's commandments. And so they lost the heart of the matter. But Jesus returns the accusation. You Pharisees are focused on external cleansing, but you should be focused on what is most important, the inside, where you are filled with evil. But he does not leave them there. Jesus does not leave them there. He provides a method for the cleansing of the heart, which he refers to. And that instrument is almsgiving, the works of mercy. Those Pharisees had lost this. The point of the law was always to bring people into the realm of the merciful and infinite mercy of God, of the one who has made us for love. For God sees the inside of the cup. Those promoting circumcision to the church at Galatia were saying that you need Christ, but that that's not enough. You also need the whole law, including circumcision. Now, circumcision was always the outward sign of participation in the covenant relationship with God, but it was always meant to have an inward dimension as well, centered in the heart. For us, baptism is that sign, which now has, through the sacramental grace, which now has the power to actually bring about the cleansing that it symbolizes. But it still has to be lived out in obedience to Christ, whose desire is our freedom from slavery to sin. This is the type of obedience that leads to freedom. So observance of the law, including circumcision, places the onus for achieving salvation on our human capacity for obedience. Really, you have to fulfill the law perfectly or you have failed. That's why it is a kind of slavery. That's what Paul says about it. One can never measure up, but has to spend every moment of his life trying. Until Christ, the law was necessary because it pointed forward to the perfect obedience of Christ. He was obedient to the meaning of the law, which is love. The new law, Paul tells the Galatians, is lived out as faith working through love. Now, the Catholic position is that faith alone is insufficient. It's not enough to justify the sinner. It must be joined with acts of love in generosity and service. Otherwise, it is empty and vain. Sometimes Catholics will seek baptism for their children as almost like a superstitious ritual. I had better get my kids done just in case it helps. But Christ suffered and died for that particular ritual, for that sacrament. So for Paul, the gospel is all about the crucifixion, not about circumcision. It is about the Spirit, not about the law. At Mass, our priests still do a ritual hand washing. I love this ritual, and I watch our priests, I always have, especially these days, they all come to the altar with clean hands. So they've already taken care of the hygienic part. But the hand washing at Mass is a ritual sign asking for a clean heart to be able to celebrate worthily the Eucharist. Today is the 103rd anniversary of the miracle of the sun at Fatima, which calls for the world to repent and turn back to God. This is the cleansing of the heart that Jesus was talking about. And you remember when Jesus said to Peter when he washed his feet, "You are already clean. But this that I'm going to do for you, washing of the feet, is the service of love that you must provide to others." We know, of course, that hand washing is one of the two most significant ways we prevent the spread of physical illness. So for us, it is purely hygienic, a hygienic activity. But we might today use each time we wash or sanitize as an opportunity to say some kind of a short prayer. Lord, grant that I have a clean heart and a desire to love you and serve those whom you have called me to love. And if we could remember it today, or if you used your missalette, today's collect would be worth praying, the entrance prayer, the opening prayer today. It is full and lasting happiness to serve with constancy the author of all that is good.